Thank you very much. Will you pull out a 10 spot and put it on the table to cover the enormous costs of lunch and sharpen your questions? Mayor Bob does not want to hear soft and easy questions. He wants to be totally challenged at question period. Before I make any further comment, I want you to know that the Council of Public Affairs is a voluntary association, has never, ever in its history received a purple penny from a foundation or from a government or from an insurance company or from a corporate elite or anybody of that order. It is substantially run by volunteers, many of whom are here today. Some of them are members of the Board of Governors who are here today. I want you to know who they are. I wonder if they wouldn't mind standing. Members of the Board of Governors, the Council of Public Affairs. Take a look at some of them. Here's one, two, three, four. Stalwart citizens all. So we thank them. And the person who takes major responsibility for the operation of the board, who's been democratically elected to that position, is Terry... Terry Jones. Once I can remember forgetting my mother's name when I was going to introduce. Terry Shillington is the minister of McKillop Church and has been a happy cooperator and member of the board for a long time and a very helpful one, too. So these people help to make things go in this community or this council. Now, to the ladies and gentlemen who are listening in television land, I'd like you to know that the speaker for this afternoon is the mayor-elect of Lethbridge, elected by acclamation by the citizens of Lethbridge for his third time, and I would have said last because I think he said that, but we welcome him here today, and we ask you to sharpen your pencils if you were out there and write him your views, but here we have people who can speak their own subject, and you can listen and make your own judgment. So we welcome you in television country. Third of the province listens to this program. And also I want to tell everybody in television country that in the city tonight at least, that the last forum for all of the aldermen candidates will take place tonight, this night, Thursday night, in the library at 7 o'clock. Be on time and sharpen your questions because there won't be too much time to ask them and you want quick, honest, open answers. So be there for that. And next week at this time, the subject for the Council of Public Affairs inquiry and comment and questions is obesity. Now let's move into the question period today. The mayor is not unused to sharp, pointed questions, and I've invited him to expect them, and I think he will probably get them. So I welcome him again to the podium.
Thank you very much.
My name is Doug Miller. Bob, you've been given a gift of 3 years to help guide the city. At the end of those 3 years, what do you hope would be your accomplishment?
I realize I have 3 years. I've made that commitment to my wife. And so I think that's a fairly short term. And I need to tell you that it's my intention to start running towards that goal pretty quickly. And I think one of the most important visions that I have, and I may need to make it clear that mayor only has one vote out of nine. The mayor gets more attention than other members of council. But when it comes down to voting, every member of council has the same vote as the mayor. And so I'm not going to make you promises, but I can tell you what my values are. And I want us to go further down this road of being a livable, sustainable community. We know that there are lots of pressures for growth in Alberta. We're the fastest growing area in the world outside of China.